Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati presented by DraftKings. Coming to you on a Friday. Maz, you know what that means?
Agenda free.
It's driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Agenda free Friday is where car buying is always agenda free. Choose some new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now. Bernardi for life. BernardiAutoGroup.com. Everything from the week we've gotten to or have yet to get to. That's the idea. Simple as that. We open up the phones immediately, and as you are populating the call screen, we give opening takes, and then we go to you as soon as you are ready. Jimmy has just released the hounds at 617-779-0985. Again, we'll go to you when you are ready. In the meantime, we give you some opening thoughts. Big Jim Murray, Maz, who wants to go first? You know what? I'll go first.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so, and as usual, I'm going to just tease a little bit what I'll get into a little bit more in depth later on in the program, and that is I'm talking about the quarterback carousel across the NFL. It's a talk show host and a fan of the league. I'm hoping for chaos and movement, and I keep saying that generically speaking. I want Brady to go somewhere else. I want wherever he goes to that quarterback to go somewhere else. I want to see some of these teams who might be a quarterback away, i.e. Tennessee, Chicago. I don't know who else you would put on that list. Plug in one guy for 1 year and see if that could be it, the quarterback to put him over the top. I want an NBA-style offseason. So I've said this several different times, and I'm still rooting for that. I will go one step further today and place the quarterback with the team.
Oh, you're going to name names.
Ooh, I like it.
Name
Ooh.
Names. So we have anywhere eyeballing it from 6 to maybe 10 teams that could be looking at a different quarterback or I think should be looking for a different quarterback. And anywhere between 6 and not quite 10 available quarterbacks, but we're going to do our best. We're going to do our best to match up team and quarterback across the league and what I want the league to look like next year. And you all can play along.
Oh, goody.
Fun.
So we'll be doing that at 3 o'clock. But that's
so
my,
kind of you to invite us.
My opening take is facilitation, Jimmy, just for you, okay? Maz Murray.
Go ahead, Murray.
Who wants to go?
So 13 days until the NBA trade deadline, and the don't trade Gordon Hayward columns have already started popping up. Like today on Boston.com, 3 reasons why the Boston Celtics shouldn't trade Gordon Hayward, which include the trade market sucking, okay, his offensive versatility, fine, and his defense, all right. And I know, if you want to argue for Gordon Hayward, you can look at the last 3 games, all wins, or the last couple, yeah. No, yeah, the last few games, all wins. Gordon Hayward averaging 21 points, 7 rebounds. Looks like the good Gordon Hayward that we saw before the injury against San Antonio earlier in the year. And that's fine. It's just that I think if you've paid attention to Gordon Hayward since he's become a Celtic, he's just going through one of his offensive spurts, and it's just going to be a matter of time before there's another drought, because that's what's happened since he's joined this team. The reality with Gordon Hayward is this, and why they should be looking to trade him, is He's going to be 30. He's dealing with a nagging foot injury that he keeps telling everyone about. It's still an issue. He can't shut up about the foot issue, the same foot that got wrecked when he first came here. He keeps saying, yeah, it's a nagging issue. It's going to continue. And anytime he gets dinged up, he becomes a head case. And on head cases, last year, you theoretically could have moved Terry Rozier or Kyrie Irving and got him the hell out of here at the deadline, but Danny Ainge didn't. He stood pat, and he mismanaged those assets, and it was a terrible finish. So don't make that mistake again on a guy who's going to continue to be an injury liability, who could opt out of his contract out of the end of the year. And if he does do that, well, then what? The Celtics are going to end up giving him like a 4 or 5 max year deal or let him walk for nothing? So it doesn't make any sense. And the only way it makes sense to keep him is if they're going to win the championship this year. And I still see the Lakers are better than you, Clippers are better than you, and the Bucks in your own conference are still better than you. So it ain't going to happen. So continue to build up, and more importantly, build up the confidence of your two best assets and your building blocks in Brown and Tatum, and remove some of that logjam at forward and trade Gordon Hayward and get the hell out of it.
I mean, I'm not totally against that. I doubt it'll happen, but I'm not totally against it.
Why do you doubt it'll happen? Because it's Brad's guy? It's Danny's guy? Like that thing?
It's definitely Brad's guy. I think Ainge would be willing to do it, but I think it's... I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think it's Brad's guy. And listening to Stu, who's plugged in with that team, it sounds like they're not going to do anything anyway.
Because I think that they believe that when they play like they did against the Lakers, they can challenge people. That's what they believe.
They shouldn't be fooled.
Now, again, whether they can do that consistently is a different matter entirely. But, you know, they think their ceiling is higher with Hayward.
And they're right.
Maybe.
They're right.
It would depend what they got
back
for.
Your take invested over there.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know if it's a fit. I mean, I think it's fair to say they're a redundant wing, and it might be stunting Tatum and Brown, and they still haven't proven they can all function together.
Correct.
Over a stretch of time. I think that's all fair, but I think if it does hit, he's a potential all-star, and as we've been discussing, the Celtics are the only team in the East that has 3 or potentially 4 all-stars, and if it all works, their ceiling's the highest with Gordon Hayward still here.
I mean, if he plays like he does early in the year, it's different.
But I'm dubious.
They're not going to win the title. I'm convinced of that.
I think all your cynicism is fair. I mean, the cycle with him is pretty established. Plays well, gets dinged, is a shadow of himself. Plays well, gets dinged, is a shadow of himself. I question his sort of ability to grind through it or play through injury or what. There's something.
Resiliency.
It's just always something.
There's something there.
He doesn't bounce back.
It's fair.
He doesn't bounce back.
But, you know, you're trying to thread the needle. It's a long shot anyway. Your ceiling is with him on the team. Anyway, sorry to usurp the take. Maz.
Okay, we have all seen in Boston over the years a million contract negotiations. We know how these things go. Back and forth, one side leaks one thing, the other side leaks another. But we've never really seen a negotiation with the stakes of this one. Okay, and so, you know, if you're a sports fan in Boston, wherever you're headed, in your car, you're sitting at your desk, think about that. You've never seen a negotiation quite like this one, given what the stakes are. And I think what we're seeing now between Brady and the Patriots is this little game of verbal tennis, verbal ping pong. Tom Brady allows himself to get photographed with Mark Davis out at the fight over the weekend. And within a matter of days, Adam Schefter has a report indicating that the Patriots are not going to go beyond March 16th with Tom Brady, which is the beginning of the legal tampering period in the NFL. On March 16th, Brady can start talking to other teams. He can't sign with them till the 18th officially, but for all intents and purposes, the process starts on the 16th. I started thinking about this again this morning. This is a significant piece of information, this March 16th thing. To me, it is, because this is the second time now, the second time the Patriots are putting Brady on alert. They're daring him to leave. The first time was when they granted him the right to not be franchised. When they said, okay, fine, we'll give that to you. We won't franchise you. The only reason they would give that up, aside from the fact that they weren't going to pay him the $30, $35 million on the franchise tag, whatever the number is, the only reason you give that up is because you believe that when push comes to shove, Tom Brady's not actually going to turn his back and walk out the door. So they dared him to leave when they did that. And now they're doing it again. Because what they're saying is, Tom, March 15th is the deadline. March 15th, they've drawn a line in the sand, and they've said, if you go past this, we're moving on. At least that's the indication they're giving. So let me ask you quickly, do you think it's a bluff?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Okay, my answer would be...
I mean, it's so complicated because Bill, no. Kraft, yes.
Okay, so that's my answer would be, if it's Bill, it's not a bluff.
Right.
Bill doesn't bluff.
Right.
Can you remember many times where Bill has ever bluffed and then all of a sudden caved into a guy?
I don't know if it's a straight bluff from the part of Kraft, but I think Kraft is always apt. There's always this possibility that he's going to lose his nerve and say, I can't let Brady walk out the door and step in at the last moment. So is that a bluff? Is that changing his mind? Is that, however you want to define it. For Kraft, that's not a hard and fast deadline.
If all I'm saying is this, if it's Bill, Tom better get the deal done by the 15th. And yet at the same time, you would sit there and say, wait a minute, if you're Tom Brady, why would you sign by the 15th when you've had all this time to work out a deal and now you're going to get to free agency and you're going to sign? The only way that you sign is if the Patriots cave in. So if Kraft has truly ceded this thing to Bill, oh, this is not a bluff. It's a line in the sand. And again, for the second time now, they're saying to Brady, you want to go? Go ahead. Walk out the door. Go ahead. They're daring him to leave. Daring him.
Okay, those are our opening takes. What are yours on an agenda-free Friday brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group? Jason in Newton wants to weigh in on the MLB cheating scandal. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, I think one thing that hasn't really been reported much or talked about much on Sports Talk Radio are the fans in all of this with the cheating. We have been ignored, and I think that Major League Baseball should understand that there's going to be a lot of fans who are not going to show up next year.
Because of this?
Because of this. I think we've lost it. I think it's all over now. We lived through the steroid era. We lived through, you know, all the stuff that they've tried to do, and now they've done this, and it seems like they've covered it up, and I think we're all done. And I think there's a lot of people who feel that way.
Okay. Does the panel agree? I don't. I think people are going to stop showing up because their ass gets calloused by sitting in that seat for 4 hours.
Okay, so to me, this is really the issue, is that now baseball was already losing people because of the pace of play and there's the rules of the game. So now if you have an excuse to get further pissed off, you're going to use it. So I think they've alienated fans. They've alienated me.
Same here. I hope that guy's right. I hope it does end up reflecting at the gate.
Interesting. I mean,
it's the only way anything ever changes. It's the only way anything ever changes. Hit them where it hurts.
Well, you know, these teams still make a lot of money. They still do very well with their regional television networks. Attendance is slipping because, again, I think you just can't sit there for the amount of time they ask you to sit there.
Correct.
It's just painful.
So I think officially, just by the way, someone told me this last week, attendance was down like a million people last year in all of baseball.
So that's not a lot?
No, I mean, out of 70 million, you know, I mean, whatever, that 1/70th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Someone told me those numbers are fudged. It's actually more like 5 to 10 million.
Oh, yeah?
And they went under 70 million overall in all of Major League Baseball for the first time in years. So it's dropping.
Yeah, I think it's clear. I think it's clear why. Who can sit there? I mean, who can? So I still think that's the driver, not this. But if it adds on to it, will it, you know, finally get that sport to change something, do something for a do-nothing sport that feels like it's losing its grip? You know, we'll see. All right, so we are off and running. You can weigh in on that. All of our football stuff, it is an agenda-free Friday, as we like to say, everything from the week that we've gotten to or have yet to get to. Your number is 617-779-0985. We're all loaded up as someone drops off. You drop on. So that's the deal. Back to you here on Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Well, here's the situation. I don't believe the New England Patriots are waiting till March 16th to get an answer from Tom Brady. Right? Last year, Rob Gronkowski wound up retiring in late March. Now, I don't know the conversations they didn't have before, but New England missed the window on free agent tight ends. So I don't think that they're going to let Tom Brady go to free agency, all of a sudden sign with Team X, and then on March 20th say, well, what do we do at quarterback now?
So
that's not the way that organization operates.
All right, there's a shot for sound on Maz's opening take. Did you read Bedard in the Boston Sports Journal?
Parts of it, yes.
So so if that's some sort of ultimatum by the Patriots, first of all, if that's an ultimatum by the Patriots, we need your answer now. It has to come with a contract offer.
Yeah, absolutely, it does, of course.
So it's not like they just say, Tom, it's here's the numbers, here's the structure, and now it's you to say yes or no. So have they given an offer yet?
I mean, I don't know whether that has happened or not. My guess is probably not. But I think what they're saying is we're drawing a finish line on this thing.
It's fine. It's got to come with the numbers.
Right. Of course. Absolutely. But they're saying if we don't agree by the 15th, we're out.
Well,
they don't want it. I mean, that's what they're threatening.
Right.
I mean, and I'm reading into Schefter a little bit. But again, the Patriots aren't going to wait around. They want Brady to perceive it as a line in the sand.
Oh, no. That's clearly. I don't think you're reading into that at all. I think that's obvious. That's what the deadline's all about. So Bedard writes that the word came from the plugged-in Adam Schefter that the Patriots likely want an answer from Brady prior to March 16th. He says, that seems all very convenient, all nice and tidy for the Patriots. It makes perfect sense for the team to want that. There's only one problem with it. Brady should not play ball with it. In fact, he should lose their number. Why? Bedard says the team had its chance, several chances actually, over the recent years to do right by Brady, show him the respect he deserved, and they declined to do it. And he goes into it. You know, it's really the last 2 years they've been at the negotiating table, Brady looking for a deal that would take him to 45. This is after winning Super Bowls, going to Super Bowls, winning MVPs, and the Patriots still wouldn't extend him. So Bedard says they had their chance then. Now, on the eve of him being a free agent for the first time and having all the leverage, now the team wants Brady to tell them what he's up to so they can better prepare? Oh, that's rich, says the big boy. He says, I'm sure Brady wanted better weapons than Matt Lacoste and Mohamed Sanu and N'Keal Harry to work with in the postseason. Everyone has their hopes and dreams. If the Patriots want an answer from Brady, they should do what they would have to do with any other important pending free agent, and that's give him an offer that he'll agree to now, one that will preclude him from hearing what anyone else has to say. It's right. So it doesn't just have to be an offer, a team-friendly offer. It's got to be something that would, if Brady's serious about this, about being a free agent, it's got to be something that that makes it worth his while to skip free agency.
No question.
So let's see it, Tommy.
Yeah, no question. So again, but this is why I'm saying they're daring him. Just put, they're daring him, saying, Tom, we don't believe that you'll walk away in the end. We don't believe that you have the heart to do it. That when it comes to the 15th and with us, but the only way that deadline means anything is if the Patriots honor it. Right?
That's right. If Kraft holds his water.
Correct. And which is why I think Belichick, if it's Belichick and Brady's not signed by the end of the day on the 15th, Tom's gone. If it's Kraft, then everything's still open.
Okay, back to your phones here on Agenda Free Friday. Bryce and Swampscott on this. Hi, Bryce.
Felga, real quick. See, you don't want the Patriots to go 3-13 because you don't want to be singing country songs. And, Maz, it's almost Yankee season, so Carlos Stanton, your friend there, will be hanging out down at Yankees camp. And Murray, it's over with the Patriots. We lost to the Dolphins. I hope a team offers Brady $100 million and let him go play. Can we start over? We should have been able to beat the Dolphins with Stidham as quarterback. Thank you, boys.
Okay, I'm with you. You should be able to beat the Dolphins with Stidham at quarterback. You should. And I'm not saying you would have, because your defense cost you that game as much as anything.
Sure.
But that's why they underachieved, Murray, because you should have won that football game. You should have won Week 17.
It's the right outcome happened because that team wasn't that good this whole year. They had an overinflated record that they built up against a historically easy schedule early in the year. People could now admit that, because that's what happened.
Did you say they should have lost at home to the Dolphins?
Yep. Yeah. The right result happened. It did.
I mean, I think their defense failed miserably on that possession at the end of the game.
And oh, by the way, Brady won so hot. I mean, let's not absolve him. The pick six was a killer.
Yeah, listen, but at the end of the day, they're up four with 3.5 minutes to go.
I'm with you.
And Miami's deep in its own territory. Like,
the defense slid backwards the whole month. It wasn't just one bad game.
Yeah, so I'm not arguing that point. I'm just telling you, it was set up for them to win it the way they should win it.
Agenda Free Friday, Brian in Fitchburg with the Bruins thought. Go ahead, Brian.
Mike, first, you don't have to wait until the NHL trade deadline to get a player. I mean, you can get a player now. I know not this week, but they should run as fast as they can away from Chris Kreider. Not a bad player, but 29 years old. He's going to come in here in a contract year, and then we're going to give 5 years, 6 years, or $7 million to a guy who's 30. That's the David Backus part two that we don't want to do. I think you've got a chip in Krug. In Vegas is drooling over Torrey Krug. And rumor I heard on TSN is Krug to Vegas for Alex Tuch and Nicholas Hague. I think that's a great trade.
Okay. Well, you know those players a little better than I do. I'm fine with either. They need an upgrade, and they need to get more physical, and they need to get tougher. So Chris Kreider goes, players out in Vegas, you mentioned. Whatever. You know, I'm not going to quibble. But they need that. They know that. They're going to do something. They're going to do something. And
do you think they would re-sign Kreider?
You know, I would hope not. I mean, unless he deserves it. I mean, unless it worked. I mean, I'm glad they re-signed Coyle. I like Coyle. I think that's going to work out for them. I do. Now, we'll see. But, you know, they didn't feel that way on Johansson. And so I think it's going to be, you know, as it comes. Kreider's a left wing, right? He's a left shot left wing, I
Correct.
Believe.
He's a left wing, I know that.
So, you know, I don't know if there's a need there. They're solid at left wing. They need right side. They need right wingers. And Coyle works because they're going to need centers here coming up. Bergeron, Krejci getting older, sort of on the back nine. So they need younger centers that fill the need. I don't know if Kreider fills a need, left shot. But I'd just be disappointed if they did nothing. The window's still open, bottom line, on the Bruins. I didn't think it would be. I thought last year was it. They're in the mix. So do something, and I think they will. I just think they're going to pick their poison on what it is. Mark and Lynn on Murray's opening thought of Gordon Hayward. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it this way. What is it? Big fish, small pond? Small fish, big pond? I'm wondering. That's what the problem is. Nice guy, but hey.
With Gordon Hayward, so I get it. In Utah, he's the big swinging, you know, whatever. And then he comes here, and he's
I just think the injury just altered his mentality, and I think that's apparent, because what happened to him against San Antonio with the wrist thing earlier this year, I mean, it took him forever to come back. It just doesn't take much to send him off track. I think what you saw in Utah wasn't a fluke.
Well,
and we've seen flashes of it here.
By the way, it's worth mentioning that Utah got better when Gordon Hayward left.
Yeah, I mean, it might be. I mean, he might have been the best player on a bad team, and then he comes here and it.
Or a mediocre team.
Yeah, right? You know what I mean? So, like, I think that's fair to wonder about Hayward. I mean, when he plays well, he's a legit force. He's a factor. I love his game when he's playing well. My issue is what Murray just said. Can he grind it out? Is he tough enough?
It doesn't feel. He feels like a finesse player to me the more I watch him. And I don't know. Well, I look at it at this stage, and I was thinking about this earlier in the season. Is it wrong to call the Hayward signing today, at this point, a disaster?
No, not at all. 100% disaster.
I mean, the first year, he and I'm not saying that he has sucked the whole time. I'm just saying he got hurt the first game of the first year. Gave them nothing as a result, came back and was a shell of himself in the second year, and you saw it in little small bursts, but not even that. It was a night here and night there. This year at the beginning, it finally looked good, and then it's gone the other way again. When have they really gotten the real Gordon Hayward for any extended period of time?
Oh, when have they gotten anything out of it? I mean, a couple regular season wins?
Yeah, nothing.
I mean, that's really what it amounts to.
I mean, so again, disaster is kind of strong.
What? A disaster.
But I do think that it's been a massive failure.
Yeah, it's a fail.
Massive.
It has been. We've got...
It could turn out to be a disaster.
Bill in Westford on the Brady situation. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
just going to talk some numbers about NFL salary cap. I saw where they're going to raise the cap to between 196.8 and 201.2. So call it 200 just for even numbers. 20% of that would be $40 million. So Brady, after 318, he'll take a hit of $13.5 million. Before 318, if they sign him.
Can I stop you, Bill?
Yes.
Do you think this is really a factor in his re-signing the cap?
Yes, because what I'm going to say is there's plenty of money to pay him.
Exactly. So, this is my point. That's why it's not.
So he's definitely coming back is what I'm saying.
Okay, Bill. Thank you for the call. The cap is on the list of considerations for Brady returning or going somewhere else. The cap is like maybe 6th, 7th, or 8th on the list.
I mean, I don't put a lot of stock in it at all. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be about the deal.
I mean, they'd rather him sign before the 16th because then that's only $6 million in dead money versus 13. But that's really about it. I mean, Kraft is on record in the past saying we don't want our quarterback to account for whatever that was, 20% of the cap.
Yeah, 18 to 20%, something like that.
I can't remember what number he put on it. But so he said at one time, I don't want the quarterback to count more than 20%. If Brady counts 22, is that going to...
Is that a breaker?
Oh, they say, yeah, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time will let him go become a L.A. Charger because he's going to count 23% against the cap. No, it's not. I mean, again, it's a minor consideration. They'd rather him sign early than late because it's better cap-wise. And they do want to be careful that he doesn't take up too much of a percentage. So it's somewhere on the list. And oh, by the way, if they lose him, they'll use it as an excuse. I mean, that'll be the number one reason they'll throw in your face. It's all bullcrap. It's all bullcrap. So he's going to count 25% against the cap. I mean, you're going to let the greatest, and I think they should, by the way, but you're going to let the greatest quarterback of all time walk out the door and don another uniform because of 3 percentage points on the cap? Do you think that's really going to happen?
I mean, get ready for the propaganda on both sides, man.
They'll use it, but
both sides.
But it's it shouldn't be, and it really, at the end of the day, in reality, it's not a factor.
Yeah, the only reason they want to get them done before the 16th is because after that, the price is going up. The price is going up starting on the 16th.
Real money price. The real dollars. We continue with your thoughts after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One other Celtics note that, frankly, I could give two poops about. But it's important to the basketball people, and they get all horny for it. My God.
100%. Love the All-Star.
Oh, over at NBC Sports Boston, it's pants off. Like
for a game like nobody watches.
Who freaking cares about the All-Star? But, oh, wee! Kemba's an All-Star. Wee! Kemba Walker's an All-Star. Ooh, wee! Oh, wee! He's so awesome. Oh.
All-Star starter, Michael.
Yes, exactly.
Starter.
Oh, my God.
Best point guard in the Eastern Conference.
HK. You know what that stands for, Maz?
Who cares?
Oh, God.
I do.
Jesus. It's such an NBA thing. Oh, wee! He's an all-star.
Starter. All-star starter.
but here's where it is significant. Stu made this point on our email chain. The Celtics, so that's the fan vote. He's a starter. there's a chance that, you know, Tatum goes, Brown has a sniff.
Sure.
And they both should.
Hayward, you know, isn't, but, you know, is,
no, it ends
has
there.
Been.
It ends there. They really shouldn't get any other votes on any other players, but go on.
Right, but my point is Hayward has been, okay? And you could say he's all-star caliber, okay? Is there any other team in the East that's going to have three all-stars, potentially four? And again, Hayward being the all-star caliber, that's not going to make it. But is there any other team in the East that has those kind of numbers?
No, sir.
No.
No.
I mean, Milwaukee's got two, right?
So Milwaukee has the best player.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I'm taking Walker, Brown, and Tatum before I take Chris Middleton. But fine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So that's sort of the basis of the Celtic thing, is that the talent is there. It's young, but when you look at it, in some places it's young, but, you know, there's no other team that can match that.
And yeah, in terms of the breadth or the depth, either way.
Yeah, well, three All-Stars. Who else is three All-Stars?
Okay, but would you rather have those three or Giannis?
Come on.
Yeah, no, Giannis. I mean, I have the Bucks coming out of the East barely, but it's close. It's close. I think the Celtics have a real chance. If they get their act together and play the way they played against the Lakers, against the Bucks, they can beat the Bucks.
I mean, all I'm saying is that they can't beat the Bucks.
Sure they can.
No, they can't.
They can.
Nope.
They will beat the Bucks.
No shot.
No, they won't.
On this.
Nope. They definitely have a shot.
They won't beat the Bucks. Not unless there were injuries or something. They're not beating the Bucks.
At least game six.
See, the problem with it, and again, this is the problem in that league, that the one great player, assuming he has something remotely useful around him, is worth more than three All-Stars. That's the problem with it, is that you get that singular dominant guy, and now you're sort of, you know, playing against you, and you're porked.
Who, you know, outside of Kyrie Irving, who has barely played, shouldn't be considered, who did Kemba Walker beat out to be the starting point guard in the East, Stu? Who's the second best starting point guard in the East?
There might not be one. There's at least not one off the top of my head that I can think of.
How about Trae Young?
Well, he made it. He's a starter.
Oh,
is he a point?
Sorry, he's the other one?
Yeah.
But is he a true point guard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Kemba Walker or Trae Young?
Trae Young.
Kemba Walker.
No, please
stop.
Kemba Walker plays better defense.
Oh, God, stop.
Trae Young's in his, what, second year?
If you could trade Kemba Walker right now for Trae Young, you wouldn't do it?
I would not.
You should be fired.
Boo.
You should be fired.
So tainted. Just wants the sweetest seats.
That's asinine.
Boardroom.
It goes to show you how much.
How is that? Is that good?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Food's great. Staff is awesome. View is top notch.
Was that the boardroom?
Yeah, the boardroom.
They got a whole spread up there for them.
I got to try to get in there.
Just keep
pointing. When you want to go, Tony?
It's the Stewart room.
Yeah. Oh, but the whole All Star thing. Oh, my God. He's an All Star. Oh, who cares? The real games and the playoffs is what I care about. And so the All-Star thing to me is just a jumping off point for the talent is there. Is it mature enough? Can it fit together enough? And that to me proves that point. Not that, you know.
No, you can certainly make an argument. And for me personally, and I'm sure other Celtics fans maybe feel this way too, there's only really one great narrative coming out of this All-Star game, is that Kyrie Irving wasn't named to it, and he's not a starter, and he so desperately wanted to be.
Oh,
it's why he came back when he came back from his fake injury.
So true. And last night, I just saw clips with him against the Lakers. He was so happy out there, just grab-assing with LeBron and playing around with the... He is such a fraud. He just wants to, you know... Everyone else is beneath him, but when Bron comes in or the Lakers or something like that, suddenly he's, you know, Mr. Everywhere.
Star bleeper.
Mr. Happy.
Oh, that passive aggressive
a-hole. What a star bleeper.
Actually, porked LeBron last night because LeBron couldn't find his talcum powder. And so, like, I saw that all over the internet, and I instantly believed, like, oh, yeah, Kyrie told him, don't put it out there. Screw with him. You know, LeBron has his whole routine.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Where's my talc? Kyrie hid it from him.
Anyway, so there's another little Celtics minute for you. Back to your thoughts. Rocco's in the car. Yes, Rocco.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Real quick, I think it's pretty clear that Brady's declining. I think it's pretty clear Foul Time's catching up with him. But at the same point, I think he had leverage over the Patriots in the situation due to the fact they made the huge mistake by letting Jimmy G go, which was definitely a big mistake, and the fact of who's out there right now. I'm all set with having the Red Rifle or Phil Rivers coming here as a quarterback next year. And if Stidham was the guy and he was ready, they're in a negotiation. It would have been leaked that Bill's ready to move forward with Stidham. You would have heard something by now that the Patriots are content with Stidham as a quarterback.
So I agree with all those sort of with that point. And I fear that it is going to be someone like Andy Dalton or A.J. McCarron, who I'm actually okay with, but it's going to be something like that. Phillip Rivers makes no sense. If you're going to pay someone $25-$30, you're going to bring Brady back. So there's got to be a different kind of quarterback financially, at least, whether he's young or just a middler or a, you know, veteran floater. So I agree with that. But let me ask you, who has more leverage, the Patriots or Tom Brady?
Brady, I
feel Brady
like.
Does.
He does.
Yeah. Brady does
because they don't have an answer on they don't have an answer on the roster.
Yeah, they don't have a plan B. But the problem is he won't use it like they will.
And this is so true. I don't know whether Brady will use it or not, but he has the leverage. And if this were any other player, I mean, just think of what they've done in the past. When they were leveraging Wes Welker, they signed Danny Amendola. When they were leveraging Malcolm Butler, they signed Stephon Gilmore. Whenever they're leveraging a player, they signed someone at the, when they were leveraging Laura Malloy, they got Rodney Harrison. It just goes back. Like, they've done this. And it's shrewd. It's smart. It's like, if you don't meet our price, we're all set at the position. Are they going to do something similar at the quarterback? See, they can't really. You can't really do anything until that league starts, the league year starts, unless they just do it behind the scenes and put it in their back pocket. But if it were any other position, they'd go get another quarterback and say, we're all set. You have to meet our number, or we're fine where we're at.
True. Yeah. They're treating Brady differently. There's no question about it. Absolutely they are. And so I just don't know if I agree with the caller where he says we'd already know that they'd be okay with Stidham. I don't know if they would tell us that this early.
They've sort of slipped out just the opposite.
What, right.
Like Bedard and others have sort of said he's not. You know, they're not sure that he's still a year away.
I just think there's a lot at stake with Brady. You treat it differently. That's all. You start telling, you know, we're okay with Stidham, then you're going to piss Brady off further. You're tweaking him. It's just, I don't think they do it that way with Tom. And they might not be ready anyway with Stidham, I mean. You know, they might think Stidham's not ready.
But I would not be surprised if a trade is announced for a quarterback, or reported, I should say, and you can't announce it till the league year starts. I think this has happened. Like, was Flacco traded, and then on the first day of the league year it was announced, or was it Foles? Like,
no, Flacco was traded early. Yeah, that's right.
But it's not officially put through. It's just reported. The deal is done, and then you file the paperwork. You file the paperwork on March 18th. But the trade's worked out. I guess you're allowed to talk to teams beforehand, I guess.
I mean, that Flacco trade happened on February 13th.
Yeah, it did. It happened early.
It was reported on February 13th. Yeah. I don't think you can file that.
Right, yeah. It was reported February 13th. I don't
think it did not become official until a month later.
Okay, yeah. So watch for that. Watch for that. Watch if there's a reported trade for a quarterback by the Patriots in February. So they have some, you know, because that's what they would do at any other position. And who would that be? And I keep hearing freaking Andy Dalton.
I know. Yeah, that's scary.
I keep hearing that name.
Oh, I'll be so ready to boo.
I've heard it too.
Yeah. Haven't you?
Well,
I keep hearing Andy Dalton.
The red rifle.
You're going to be wishing for Eli when that happens, Murray. Yeah.
Oh, no. That booing will be the best. I will so turn on them. Oh, bring in Andy Dalton. I dare you. Go ahead. Do it. Do it.
It would be so awesome. Oh, we'd beat what a pinata that guy. We would beat the crap out of him. Oh, my God. He would get eviscerated here. That poor guy, I almost feel bad for him. We would destroy him.
I don't. It'd be fun of the year.
Long commercial free segment is next.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Hi, Matt. Let's do a little bit of unfinished business.
Sure.
You know our Christmas in the City efforts. Every year we auction off in-studio visits, and we auction off four of those every year, and we did that at the end of December. You may remember that day, the Donut Man down in Rhode Island, or Statner down in Rhode Island. We had a good day. But we do reserve for really generous bidders the right for them to come in at their convenience and do a little extra because they've done extra for Christmas in the City. And we have one such award winner today. It's Oded Carmi. He is the owner of DN Van Lines. That's my official mover, by the way. And for the second straight year, he has generously bid to benefit Christmas in the City. And so he gets his own special segment, Maz, to come in here and bust our balls about whatever he wants to.
Hey, by all means.
Hi, Oded.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Bust away.
Good. So, topical. Just like last year, we're going to talk Super Bowl and Super Bowl picks. Now, I don't know. Have you guys given your official Super Bowl picks?
Pick it and stick it.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say
we have an official policy not to.
Okay, good. So let's see if I can.
I will pick on the Friday before the game or now if you ask me.
Maybe I'll trap you into it. So I don't know if you guys remember last year, but last year what we did is I looked at the 2001 Patriots and the greatest show on turf, and we compared it to, the current incarnation of the Rams and the Patriots. And I got you all to admit that the current version of the Patriots were better, the current version of the Rams were worse, and therefore, since the Patriots won the original game, the Patriots should win that game too.
And they did.
They did. So an analytical approach. So, I'm batting 1,000 right now. We're going to follow that pattern. But unfortunately, I don't have the luxury of the Chiefs and the 49ers playing a Super Bowl in the past.
Because, correct.
Chiefs haven't been there for, 50 years?
50 years.
Super Bowl 3 or 4 versus Minnesota. So we don't have that. So what do we have? Mm. For cross-conference teams, these teams actually know each other pretty well. So I'll ask you this. I'll base this to you, Maz. When was the last time they played?
The Chiefs, and they played the year Garoppolo got hurt.
It was that game.
It was week 3, I think, of that season.
You are so wrong. You are wrong, my friend.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They played this year.
Preseason?
Don't look at my notes.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Really?
Go ahead,
preseason game number 3, Murray.
That doesn't count.
Oh, yes, they did. And you know what? All starters played the entire first half.
Is that right?
Yes, they did. Preseason game number 3. That's typically what happens.
Okay, what do you got?
So, they played, and what happened?
You tell me.
Well, let's start with this. On the Kansas City side, they had all their starters. And, I'll tell you this about Kansas City, in my opinion. They've been the same team for 2 years. I mean, Mahomes was MVP last year. He's probably, if it wasn't for Jackson, a close MVP this year. Would you make the argument that they've gotten significantly better?
KC?
Yeah.
I think they're a little...
Since last year? I think they're the same.
Yeah, I think they're a hair better on defense.
Defense, yeah.
A hair better at the end of the year.
Yes, on defense. I think the offense is generally the same. Super explosive, can put up 40 on you by blinking. The defense is a little better.
So you would agree with me they're around the same, maybe a hair better. They had all cylinders firing, all their players were playing. On the other side, we have the San Francisco 49ers. And
Garoppolo looked like ass in the preseason. He looked horrible.
He did. He looked awful.
Oh, he had like 120 QB rating in that game, so it couldn't have been too bad. But let's.
He had some scary games.
But this is him coming back off injury. He didn't play, most of that season.
Correct.
So other than Jimmy Garoppolo getting back, Raheem Mostert, he wasn't a thing. D4 didn't play in the game. Bosa didn't play in the game. Yet in the first half, they were able to come out ahead 13-10 before all the others started. And let me remind you.
San Francisco was.
Yes, and it was at Arrowhead. So this was a home game for the Chiefs. Mm. Now, the San Francisco 49ers emerge ahead 13-10. And if you ask me, guys, Murray's over there chuckling. Let's see. Do you disagree that the current version of the San Francisco 49ers here at the end of the year aren't significantly better than what we saw, what they were in the preseason?
Defensively.
Okay, defensively. Okay. Does that mean like you're defending your position or on the defensive defensive side?
I'm picking the Chiefs. I'm picking the Chiefs and I'm dugging in on Garoppolo because he sucks.
So here's where I agree with you. If you're doing the eye test, right, Kansas City, they're unbelievable, right? So that's an easy pick to make. But if you want to be like me and come with an analytical approach and actually go with something that has some, science behind it, then you got to go with this.
I'm picking the Niners.
You're picking the Niners.
Preseason's a stretch there, Oded. I don't hear many prognosticators or handicappers going to the preseason matchup.
I know. That's why.
That's what sets you apart.
That's what sets me apart. Genius walks alone. And listen, we had a full half of, all the starters playing. Are you saying that they weren't, you know, their foot wasn't on the gas pedal? Or are you saying that they were taking, it's preseason, we got to take it easy?
Yeah, it's just hard to gauge. I put more into last year's regular season game. That became a shootout. Garoppolo was...
I have the stats on that, too.
Yeah, I won't say bringing him back. You know, KC got out to a big lead, and San Fran made it a game in the second half.
The final score was, I believe, like 38-27, if I remember correctly. Yeah, 38-27.
Jimmy G had stayed healthy. San Francisco would have won.
Well, he was driving them. I mean, he was making it a game late in that game.
Let's not forget that they were 1-2 going into that game, so they weren't exactly lighting the world on fire.
I believe they were 1-1.
So yeah, you're saying they were 1-2 after that? You're saying it was the third? Okay. So either way, you know, you could make that argument, but they added a lot of pieces. I mean, they didn't have Bosa last year. They didn't have D4. They didn't have quite, you know, Sherman was there, but they've gotten significantly better. And so.
You like KC?
No. I mean, do I like KC?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
He likes San Francisco.
San Francisco. That's what I'm asking.
Based on this analytical approach, the fact that they did, in fact, play earlier this year for a half, they played a half of football. You know, I'll give Murray the fact that when you have backups in and all that, it doesn't count. And the fact that it was at home for the Chiefs and San Francisco emerged, I'm surprised nobody jumped on the one flaw in this argument. Nobody jumped.
Well, the one flaw is that it's preseason and it doesn't come.
Okay, it's another flaw.
What's another flaw?
Well, it's a half of football, so whoever gets the ball first has a big advantage, right?
In theory,
right? And I will say that San Francisco did have the ball first, so that's a little bit of a...
So, Oded, your plan, you know, originally when you bid was to come in here and to get us to pick the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and they're obviously not here. Do you have a thought on why they're not here? Because that's your team.
So here's an interesting take. And, you know, I usually talk sports when I'm at my barber in the North End. And they're, you know, I'm driving them crazy. They're big Jimmy Garoppolo fans.
Smartly.
Shocker.
I know. So I would say this. I don't think the team was significantly different this year than last year. I actually think the team was about the same. The one difference you
could
say.
I agree with that.
I know. And the one, there is one little difference. Gronk in the playoffs, right? They didn't have Gronk in the playoffs. He wasn't there all last season. He wasn't there all this season, right? But when, you know, the chips were on the table, he showed up. So that's the one difference. But I'll tell you, things just didn't break their way. And I think last year, they weren't.
They had a worse record last year and still got the bye. They had a better record this year and played on Wild Card Weekend. Like, I think that was the difference.
Last year, they caught a break.
It's every given Sunday. It's a game of inches, right? And I think things can fall in different ways just based on luck. And I'd say last year they got lucky. This year they didn't. And they weren't significantly that much worse. So if Brady decides to come back, I don't see why we can't have a repeat of 2018.
Okay. Oded, thank you for coming in. But more importantly, thank you for your contributions and your support to Christmas in the City. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was a great time.
Thanks, guys. Free gear.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, we got some swag out of it.
I know, for your tool bag podcast.
I was going to insult you on the way out the door, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, I'll be listening.
Oded Carmody, DN Van Lines. Check him out, dnvanlines.com, for all your moving needs here in the Boston area. Oded, thanks again. Here comes Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials. We come back. I'm going to match the quarterbacks to the teams and what I want the league to look like next year. Don't go.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.